Mark brought me an article this morning. If you will remember the other night we were talking about in the book of Revelation where this wormwood fell and the waters became bitter and whatever all of that is going to encompass. I had mentioned an asteroid that scientists discovered that was coming close to the Earth called 22 AP7. And this article says, astronomers say they've discovered the largest planet killer-sized asteroid in 8 years and that the huge space rock will cross Earth's orbit. The asteroid named 2022 AP7 was reported by researchers looking for space rocks within the orbits of Earth and Venus. Writing in the Astronomical Journal, lead study author Scott Shepherd and colleagues at the Carnegie Institution for Science in Washington say they found three rather large asteroids, one of which, 2022 AP7, crosses the Earth's orbit, making it a potentially hazardous asteroid. With a diameter of about 1.1 km to 2.3 km, the team say 2022 AP7 is the largest PHA discovered since 2014 and probably in the top 5% of the largest ever found. Any asteroid over 1 km in size is considered a planet killer, said Shepherd, adding that should such an object strike Earth, the impact would be devastating to life as we know it, with dust and pollutants kicked up into the atmosphere where they would linger for years. So when you think about what the scripture says and you think about what's out there in the heavenlies, and with some 6,000 satellites in the air, not to mention all of the asteroids that are out there, that someday could potentially create great problems in the world. It's easy to understand and to see what the book of Revelation is all about. Tonight, as we begin chapter 9 in the book of Revelation, we're looking at these seven angels that are sounding trumpet judgments. Most of these trumpet judgments, Satan is doing everything he can to unleash all of these catastrophic things that will happen. Of course, ultimately, God is the one in control. He is the one that only allows Satan permission to do what Satan is limited to do. Now, you and I know tonight that there's a lot of evil and wickedness and corruption in the world today. Satan certainly has a lot of power. He certainly has at his disposal a lot of leeway in many of the things that happen in the world that you and I live in. In chapter 8, we ended last time where in verse 12 and verse 13 of chapter 8, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven. Of course, we said the word angel there was better translated eagle, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And so that brought us up to chapter 9 for tonight. Now notice it says, and the fifth angel sounded. Get the picture. There are seven angels with seven trumpets, and they're sounding, and these judgments are falling. And the fifth angel sounded, John said, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now, fallen here is in the perfect tense here. And of course, what we are going to see here is one of these fallen angels, of course, who was Lucifer himself, Satan. And notice it says in verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Notice the bottomless pit, also known as the abyss. If you will remember in the book of Luke, when Jesus met the Gadarene demoniac and he was casting out demons, remember those demons did not want to be put into the abyss. And so they are put into a herd of swine that run over the cliff. If you will remember that story that we are given in the book of Luke. Now, in verse number 3, it says, "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth." Now, these locusts upon the earth are going to be different than what you and I understand as locusts, because locusts, as you well know, will decimate crops. They will eat anything that's green and destroy much good. And we've seen in the news media in recent months and in the past couple of years, we've seen a lot of locusts that have swarmed in various places in the world, and the incredible damage and the danger that they can do. But notice these locusts. It says, "And there came out of the smoke." The bottomless pit, remember, is opened, and there rose smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them," notice, "and unto them was given power." Now, notice these are going to be demons that are going to be running rampant during this time of the tribulation. It says, "Unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power." Now notice how John does his very best in 2,000 years ago trying to paint a picture for the readers of this book of Revelation. And he's speaking about these locusts, whatever these will be, that are certainly going to be given the power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And notice in verse 4 what these locusts are going to do. "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." Notice that. God will have his seal, of course, and whatever that seal may be, but these scorpions are given the power and this incredible stinging ability to create such havoc and pain upon these that do not have the seal of God in their foreheads, people that do not know the Lord here. And notice, "And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months." Have any of you ever been stung by a stinging scorpion? How many of you have been stung by a stinging scorpion out there? Well, knock on wood, I have not, but I understand it's a painful, painful sting. If you can only imagine for just the small duration of the pain that that causes, but the pain here that is inflicted upon those that do not have the seal of God, if you can only imagine for 5 long months. The scripture says that they are tormented, and it says, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Now, whatever these locust creatures, demon creatures are that are given this power, given this ability to reach out and to bring such pain and torment to people that are not sealed by God in their foreheads, you can only imagine for all of that length of time. How many of you out there are allergic to wasps? Yellow jackets. A lot of you. In a funeral service I was doing on Friday afternoon at the cemetery, the whole time I spoke, there were tons of yellow jackets that circled everybody in the tent and outside the tent. And I was batting my head back and forth like this, trying to dodge the yellow jackets. And I thought about this passage of scripture, because if you've ever been stung by a yellow jacket, and I have many times when I was a kid trying to get plums out of a plum thicket. Any of y'all ever done that? I guarantee you, once you get stung by a yellow jacket, and you know how incredibly painful that is, and some people are so allergic to those, if they don't have an EpiPen with them, I mean, they could die because they are so allergenic to them. Well, notice these demon-like creatures are going to be given the power to have an incredible, painful, tormented effect upon those that receive these stings from them. Verse 6 says, "And in those days shall men seek death." People will want to die. Have you ever visited anyone that just wanted to die? Let me tell you, there's a lot of people in the world tonight. They want to die, and some of them succeed at that. But evidently, during this period of time, there will be people that will be wanting to die, but they can't. "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." There will be people that will want to take their lives here during these days. But notice it says, "And death shall flee from them." Now notice in verse 7, we're given a picture of the shape of these locusts. "And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle." Now, it doesn't say that these demon-like locust creatures, it doesn't say they're horses, but it says they were like unto horses prepared for battle. Now, notice what's on their head. "And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold." It doesn't say that this was a gold crown. It says, "And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men." Now, if you can only imagine, if you've got a great imaginary mind, and I know some of you do, you got a great imaginary, I've got a great imaginary mind. Can you get the picture of something this demonic, this catastrophic, this whatever this is that will torment people for 5 solid months, when people will be stung by these like a scorpion sting, and yet they will want to die, and yet they can't, they will flee from death. Notice in verse 8, "And notice these creatures, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth or as the teeth of lions." Now, I'm sure that as John is seeing this vision, as John is seeing this as it is given to him, John is trying to give a picture for you and me to be able to just get a scant glimpse of what this is going to be like. Verse 9 says, "And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle." Have you ever been around a swarm of locusts? Have you ever heard them as their wings flutter? And notice how he describes the sound here. He describes their appearance. He describes it as best as he can understand it. And then in verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Can you only imagine during the days of the tribulation, when the church is gone, when the saved of the earth is out of here, can you only imagine the incredible trauma that is coming to the earth, the torment, all of the natural disasters, all of the disasters and the judgments that will be falling, both the ones God sends and the ones God allows through this Antichrist and through these demon characters. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Well, we know that Satan is going to be bound in the bottomless pit one of these days at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ. You do know that at the end of the tribulation, when Christ and the church and the angelic army out of heaven comes and he stops all of the battle there in Palestine, this Armageddon, this campaign of wars that will take place, and then they see Christ and the church and the angels coming, and they turn from each other and join forces to try to fight against Christ, and of course, with the sword of the mouth, he ceases this battle. The first two people that will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity will be the Antichrist and the false prophet who leads up the one world religion and causes people to worship the image of the Antichrist there in the temple. Then we go into this 1,000-year reign of Christ where some will come in their natural bodies. We will be in our spiritual resurrected body. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know if you've ever thought about that. Jack Robbins and I used to talk much about end time events when I was serving Ed Emanuel and he was pastor there. Oftentimes, we would discuss the events of the book of Revelation. And he and I would talk about the various things there were things that we could not put exactly into its context and place. But if you can only imagine that some people will be going into this 1,000 years of peace on the earth in their natural bodies, and others will be going in their resurrected bodies. But during that 1,000-year reign of peace, Satan is going to be bound in the bottomless pit. He's going to be chained, where there's going to be a time of peace on earth. We sing peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And there will come that time. There will be people obviously born during the tribulation, because at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, then Satan is going to be loosed. And those that are born will determine whether or not they follow Christ or follow Satan. Satan will be cast into the lake of fire at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ. And so if you remember, hell was designed for the devil and his angels. Jesus was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Unfortunately, the world is rejecting Christ day by day. This morning in my Sunday school class, a new article came out this week. There's a new book that is written off of Oxford Press called Nonverts, N-O-N-V-E-R-T-S. It's speaking about, this article is telling how that a third of Americans are leaving the church. And in that article, it gives some reasons why they're leaving the church. But if you and I can only imagine the picturesque scene here in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, where we see these demon-like creatures that are given this incredible power to bring torment to those that are not sealed by God's seal, and for these people that are going to be tormented with whatever this sting will be that will last for 5 solid months. People will be wanting to die, and they will not be able to. Notice verse 10. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And of course, these demon-like creatures, their leader, of course, is none other than Satan, and the Antichrist, who will be Satan's puppet in the world, an incarnate of all of the wickedness, corruption, and all of the power that the Antichrist will be given during those days. And miracles, by the way, that will be wrought. There will be supernatural miracles during the days of the tribulation. Let me tell you, all supernatural miracles are not just the miracles God has, but Satan will be given some levity to have supernatural miracles. You will remember the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. He will seem to receive some type of fatal wound, but then he will fake the resurrection and will come back to life. And people will see that and marvel at all of those things. The incredible length that Satan will be allowed to go through and go to will certainly be astonishing. Notice in verse 12, one woe is past. And behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. Can you only imagine? I mean, I can't even begin to picture in my mind what this is all going to be like. But folks, I'll tell you, if you keep up with world news, if you keep up with what's happening in the weather all over the world, if you keep up with what's happening with crime and wickedness and corruption all over the world, if you realize what's happening in pharmakia, the word for sorcery in the Bible, which deals with drugs, has there ever been a time in all of our history, world history, where drugs are at epic proportions? And we're seeing right now all of the drugs that are being filtered into the United States via the border, and many that are coming across, and the drug cartels, and how that this fentanyl that looks like candy, you can only imagine. And as children are running onto that, and young people are running onto that, and adults are running onto that, and the addiction that it's bringing into people's lives and the people that are dying from this poison. Let me tell you, Satan is alive and well. Do you believe that? Let me tell you, the demons of hell are alive and roaming throughout the world seeking to destroy. Satan, by the way, is a destroyer. Satan is a murderer. And so we see the great amount of sorcery that is going to be intensified and exponentially increased during the days of the tribulation. Let me tell you, people getting into the Ouija boards and all kinds of medium wanting to have their futures read and all of those sorts of things. All of this is just going to be a great increase in intensity in the days to come. Did any of you see on the news this past week where they were saying, if you have TikTok, Some of you are thinking, I thought that was the clock. When I wake up in the night, tick tock, tick tock. Well, let me tell you, there's a nap called, I needed to wake some of you up. There's a nap called TikTok. And I don't know a lot about it because I don't keep up with all that stuff. If I'm not interested in it, I bypass it. It's got to interest me really good before I'm going to spend my time reading on it. But whatever these kids have on their phones and adults have on their phone, and they were talking about government leaders. And they had some on the other night speaking about that if you have that app on your phone, you better get it off your phone and then go buy you another new phone. China's behind all of that. And they can turn your camera on your phone. They can get into your phone and see all of your search engines and all of the various things that are going out there. Do you see how Satan is alive and well? Let me tell you, he's got his demons out there. After all, a third of the myriads and myriads and myriads and myriads of angels, the angels are too numerable to count, but a third of them fell with Lucifer. And let me tell you, as Mrs. W.A. Criswell used to say, you can't see them, but they're all around you. They're trying to defeat you. They're trying to destroy you. They're trying to distract you. And so during the days of the tribulation, let me tell you, there's going to be a great intensity of witchcraft, of satanic worship, of sorcery, drugs that are going to be rampant everywhere you go. And we see the great influx of that tonight all over the world. And they're trying to figure out, what do we do about it? How do we stop this? How can we control these things? And people are being hooked immediately on it. And you can just see how Satan is in life at work at the wheel. Notice in verse 12, one woe is past. Now, if you go back to chapter 8 and you look at verse 13 once again, you see the words woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. When these trumpets begin to sound and these judgments begin to fall and these disasters begin to take place, they are going to be coming more frequently in intensity, and they are going to wreak havoc upon the world that you and I live in. Now, I'm going to stop there in verse 12 for tonight, and we're going to pick up verse 13 on Wednesday night. I can't even begin to comprehend, to imagine how all of this is going to be. Suffice to say that in verse 13 of chapter 8, this announcing eagle flying through the midst of heaven says, woe, woe, woe. Let me tell you, three woes let you know that something very catastrophic, something great and terrible and ominous is about to take place in chapter 9. And when these locusts begin to come out of this bottomless pit area, then you see the incredible damage that will be done. Remember that during the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the pale horse rider, that greenish color, that light, pale, deathly looking horse rider that rides across, representing death that's coming to the earth. Remember that a fourth of the world's population died when that fourth seal was opened, and that fourth horseman rides across representing death. You remember the white horse rider was the Antichrist. That was the first seal. The second seal was the red horse rider that's representing blood and war war and bloodshed. And then followed by that was the black horse rider that is representing famine and starvation. And then the fourth horse rider followed by famine, of course, is the black horse representative of all of the death that comes from famine and starvation and all of those things. And when that fourth seal was opened and the fourth horse rider rides across and that judgment falls upon the earth, one-fourth of whatever's left in the world will die because of those plagues and pestilences and death from the blood, the war, from war and from hunger and starvation. If you can only imagine in this chapter and then the one that we see to come, there's going to be another third of what was left that is going to die again, which will mean half of the world will have died with these judgments that are falling, not to count and to mention all of the other plagues that will be killing people and the pestilences and the diseases that will be running rampant. I heard just yesterday on a newscast that they were talking about how that it's going to be extremely hard to get antibiotics. You and I have lived in I think the correct pronunciation is antibiotic, but most of us just say antibiotic. But I want you to know we live in a world today filled with people that run to get an antibiotic if they have a toe ache. Hello, am I telling the truth? And then they become drug resistant when they really need that drug. And they were saying on the radio yesterday in a broadcast I was listening to that because the medications for the most part are made overseas, that people better be thinking about disparity of drugs because there is probably going to be a huge shortage of those in the days to come. Can you only see how that all of the things of the book of Revelation that talks about all of these things. You know, when I was growing up in the 50s and you would hear a preacher speak on the subject of end time events. Gosh, that was a long time ago. That was a long time. Boy, it's longer than I want to remember. But when you think about 50, 60 years ago, even then, people could not even conceive in their mind some of the things that now you and I today see clearly with our eyes because it's right out there in the forefront with us and we can see how that all of this can certainly happen. No problem whatsoever with technological advances in all kinds of areas and the gospel being preached to the four corners of the earth through satellites. I mean, satellite TV is everywhere. And so what we once could read about, you know, no wonder some of those early great preachers of a century ago could not comprehend and see you and I are seeing today. We're seeing today what they could not even fathom in their mind from the book of Revelation. They couldn't even comprehend. There were some of the great ones that just passed over the book of Revelation because they did not see its relevancy. Well, you fast forward to where you and I are in 2022. It's easy to see how an asteroid, a 2022 AP7, that is so humongous that could destroy a planet like the earth if it fell upon the earth. And you and I can see today what they could not even begin to comprehend 100 years ago, 50 years ago. But let me tell you, you and I today can easily see this before our very eyes. And we truly can see that all of the players in the book of Revelation, as well as the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, we can certainly see how that the players are out there on the stage of life tonight. And folks, let me tell you, all I know is don't grow weary of well-doing, because one of these days we're going up out of here and this world is going to be a horrendous place to be. No wonder an eagle flies through the air and hollers, "Woe, woe, woe," to the inhabitants of the earth. Would you stand as we pray together? Father God, thank you for our time we've had together. Bless us as we go. Take each one safely to their home and return us back on Wednesday night, I pray, in Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. Most of us look like home folks, so turn around, meet and greet on your way out, and please be safe going into the parking lot. See you on Wednesday night.